Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. We'll be discussing State versus Heard, which was decided in the Superior Court of New Jersey in 1980. The question before the court was whether testimony derived from hypnosis could be used as evidence in a criminal trial, particularly whether a victim could be allowed to make an identification in court after hypnosis if she was unable to do so prior to hypnosis, and whether hypnosis was reliable enough to be used for memory enhancement. In the facts of the case, Jane Sell was attacked in her home. She was unwilling or unable to identify her assailant until she underwent hypnosis 21 days after the attack. Under a trance, she stated that her husband was the assailant while questioned by the doctor who performed the hypnosis and a detective. During a post-hypnosis session, she was still uncertain of this identification, but urged to accept it by the doctor and detective. In the holding, the court stated that the burden of proof was on the state by clear and convincing evidence to show that hypnotically induced recollections were reliable to be introduced at trial. The majority relied heavily on a Dr. Martin Orney's testimony, who recommended the following safeguards for these hypnotically induced recollections. There were six safeguards outlined for this testimony. First was that the hypnotic session was to be conducted by a licensed psychologist or psychiatrist who was trained in hypnosis, and that this professional or hypnotist would be independent and not responsible to the prosecutor, investigator, or defense. That any information given to the hypnotist by law enforcement should be written. That before hypnosis, the hypnotist should obtain from the subject a detailed description of facts as the subject remembered them. That all contacts between the hypnotist and subject should be recorded. And finally, that only the hypnotist and subject should be in the session. The court noted that whether this testimony should be admissible or not should be decided on a case-by-case basis, and the above six standards should be used to decide if the recollection was admissible. The technique of hypnosis for determining the truth fails to satisfy the Frye test of general acceptance in the scientific community. However, expert testimony noted that hypnotized subjects have the ability to concentrate on past events and to volunteer previously unrevealed statements regarding the event. Thus, in a limited sense, hypnosis has met the Frye test in federal courts. In summary, State v. Heard was crucial in shaping the legal framework for the use of hypnosis in criminal trials. It emphasized the importance of ensuring the reliability of evidence and set strict standards for when hypnotically enhanced testimony could be admissible, highlighting concerns about the potential for false memory and suggestibility in witnesses. But again, this is to be decided by a case-by-case basis, and the six standards that I reviewed above should be used to decide if the recollection is admissible.